Perry Mason, brought to you by Tide, T-I-D-E, Tide, Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Bendig. Perry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Tide, T-I-D-E. Tide is Procter and Gamble's new wash day miracle.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Hold on now, Franny. There are some pretty wonderful new soaps.
I know it.
And some absolutely sensational new sudsing products.
I know that too, Bob. But I also know that Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them.
Yes, and I know it too, Franny. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. That's because Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film too. Yet, with all this extraordinary cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Keeps them white, too, week after week, never turns them yellow. And all this goes for your whole family wash, too. So, when you choose a washing product, remember this. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Della and Helen come out of the grand jury room surrounded by a guard of husky policemen. Helen, for once, is all smiles. She nods a bright goodbye to Perry and Della as they detach themselves from the marching group. Now, as the lawyer and his secretary watch the group disappear around a turn in the corridor, Mason says,
"You spoke to Trag personally, Della?"
Mm-hmm.
"Told him that an indictment had been returned?"
Uh-huh.
"Well, what did he say?"
"Oh, boy.
Is that all?"
"If he said any more, I didn't hear it because the good lieutenant hung up."
"Well, I guess he was in a hurry to get started."
"Very much of a hurry. He should be at Waterbots in no more than 15 minutes, Chief." "Well, you're right. It has started."
"Mm-hmm."
"Let's get back to the office, huh?"
"All right." "What's the matter, Della?"
"I don't know. Reaction, maybe."
"Mm-hmm.
Well, here we've been working like mad to get enough evidence against Walter Bott. Working like mad to get started. And what do I do? Make a phone call to Trag, and we are started. I guess the getting ready for something like this is always harder than the actual fight itself, hmm?"
"What's on your mind, Ella?"
"Just told you."
"Mm-mm. No. Come on, now. I know you better than that. What's on your mind?"
"Helen."
"I thought so. She'll be safe.
Even after Bott knows she saw him kill Golick?"
"Mr. Bott is going to jail."
"I know, Chief.
And if it's humanly possible, I'm going to keep him in jail." "Oh, in line with that."
"Yes?"
"I wonder if it wouldn't be wise to phone the assistant district attorney."
"Oh, look at the clock."
"Hmm?"
9:45. Noble won't be in office until 10.
"Oh. Well, all right. Get back to our office. We'll phone him from there."
Now, as Perry Mason and Dollar return to their office, Helen Henderson, under heavy guard, returns to the house on Trainer Street where Mason is keeping her. As homicide Lieutenant Trag, armed with a murder warrant, approaches Walter Bott's apartment. Inside that apartment, we hear...
"Walter."
"Walter."
"Yes, Joseph."
"I came as soon as I heard."
"Oh. I know.
the police are on their way with a warrant for my arrest.
On a murder charge.
So Huey informed me.
And you sit there
and play the piano? Joseph, now you're talking like truck. I attended to several matters before I started to play. For example, these reports. You got them. Dr. Schneider.
Well, she hasn't started training that girl yet.
Well, not quite, but she's almost ready to start. Dr. Schneider is a methodical woman, Joseph. She believes in leaving as little to chance as I believe in leaving to chance. So, as these reports testify, before she starts making Miss Scott over in the image of Helen Henderson, she made a complete series of psychological tests. For example, this personality profile.
What?
Outline of Miss Scott's character. Here we have the highlights and the low spots. The strengths and weaknesses of Miss Scott's character.
Very interesting, I'm sure, Walter. But don't you think we should discuss what's going to happen?
While I'm gone. Truck has his instructions.
Yes, yes, I know. But Truck isn't qualified.
Truck has taken care of things for a few hours before.
A few hours?
I said I don't believe in leaving things to chance.
I thought certainly you knew.
No, I couldn't get bail.
Not just you, Walter. But anyone indicted for first-degree murder is denied bail.
I'll get bail. I'll get bail just because I'm me.
What are you getting at, Walter? Joseph, my arrest is going to surprise a lot of people.
Some who thought I was too powerful to be touched are going to be shocked.
That's true.
After this shock will come a thought. Can't you guess what it'll be?
Why, I don't know, Walter. That is...
You mean you don't like to say?
Well...
You don't like to say because some of my men are going to begin thinking and wondering if Walter Bott is finished. They'll wonder when I'm arrested. And if I'm kept in jail like a common criminal, refused bail, the thinking could become more definite. Dangerous ideas, Joseph.
Well,
this is no time for my organization to be weakened by lack of faith in me.
So
I'll demonstrate that Walter Bott is just as powerful as he was before he was charged with murder. I'll get bail.
But Walter,
I will because I must.
I can see the necessity, Walter. But
you don't see how I'll arrange it?
Frankly, I don't.
It's all a matter of being methodical, not leaving anything to chance.
Excuse me. Yes?
Oh, send him in.
Who is it, Walter?
Dr. Leslie Bruce.
Who?
Heart specialist. You must have heard of him.
The heart specialist? Well, of course, but what's he doing here?
He wants to do me a favor.
Bruce, do you a favor?
Is it so incredible, Joseph?
Well, no, Walter, but Bruce is a big man. That's Bruce, all right.
Well, Mr. Bott,
I... Oh, Doctor, this is my lawyer, Joseph Kemp.
Oh.
It's a pleasure, sir.
I thought I was to see you in private, Mr. Bott.
Oh, don't be concerned about Camp, Dr.
I really...
Mr. Camp is my trusted associate.
This is a confidential matter.
It will remain confidential.
And as I said, I want to see you alone.
You don't understand, Bruce. I trust Mr. Camp. In fact, I was just telling Mr. Camp why you're helping
me. No, you can't.
No, Dr. Bruce. Can't I tell him about the investigation I had quashed for you, so many years ago? That slight irregularity in your narcotics inventory.
You shouldn't have repeated that, Mr. Bott.
Let's get down to business. Have you the preparation? Bruce!
Yes, I brought it.
What is this, Walter?
You'll see.
I have it in my bag. In this small green vial. Here.
All right.
There are two tablets in the vial, Mr. Bott.
Mm.
They're tasteless, odorless. Take them with water. You know their effect.
Yeah. What are they, Walter?
Why, an amateur.
It's all derivative, I
believe. It doesn't matter what they are, Mr. Camp. Suffice it to say, they will accomplish the desired effect.
As long as I take them with water.
Well, I suppose that's all.
Almost.
I'll be leaving. What did you say?
I want you available when I call. See that you are available.
But, Mr. Butt, couldn't you get someone else? That is,
No, really, Bruce, I'm counting on your eminent reputation to smooth the way.
Well,
just remain in your office.
I will.
Oh, and Bruce, I hope you didn't do anything foolish, such as providing a dangerous overdose.
No, Mr. Bott. I would have if I dared. But I don't dare.
That's all. You may go. Well, goodbye, Dr. Bruce. Well, that should take care of everything, Joseph.
What? I think I know what you're up to with those tablets. And I think it can work. As long as no hitch develops when you're booked.
Isn't Sergeant Davis in charge of the desk at Central Station?
Davis, well, yes, but...
Oh, I know Davis is honest, but he's friendly to us. Mm-hmm. And... Yes?
I see.
Oh, no. Oh, don't try to stop. Yes, I want to see them. Show them in.
We'll soon learn how my scheme works, Joseph.
Then it's...
Yes, they're outside now with the warrant.
Joseph, it's starting.
In actual truth, the fight between Perry Mason and Walter Bott started long, long ago. Walter Bott is correct. The final battle has now begun. And as we know, this is a battle to the finish.
With so many really good washing products being used, a woman has to be given a mighty good reason before she'll switch to a new one. Well, we think we can give you the best reason in the world for changing to Tide. Listen, Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide leaves clothes free from dirt and more. Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. Watch those suds billow up. Notice how different they look and feel. And see your family wash at its cleanest best. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Try Tide yourself, and you too will agree you've never used anything like it. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.